This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. State Representative Carl Trujillo may be facing formal discipline from the State House as a result of the investigation into whether he harassed a lobbyist in 2014. The committee, put together to investigate the allegations from Laura Bonar that Trujillo had made unwanted sexual advances and inappropriately touched her and then dismissed her work on an animal protection bill, found credibility in several areas of the complaint. Trujillo's denied the charges from the beginning. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be. A better New Mexico through better cities.
Trujillo lost his re-election bid in the primary election in June and will leave office as the state representative from Nambe in January. The investigative subcommittee said they found evidence that at one point Trujillo grabbed Bonar's arm and asked, quote, "Where can we meet?" End quote. Subcommittee says it was done in a way that created an, quote, "intimidating, hostile, or offensive working environment," end quote. They also say they found credible evidence that Trujillo made remarks that could be construed as sexual harassment. The committee that heard the allegations and evidence was made up of state representatives, both Republican and Democrats. They included state representatives Republican Catherine Brown, Kelly Fajardo, also a Republican, and Democrats Joanne Ferreri and Javier Martinez. The subcommittee has recommended that a formal hearing be held. There's no word on when or where that would happen or what the format would be. More after this. The two candidates for governor, Democrat Michelle Lujan Grisham and Republican Steve Pierce, have plans to end poverty in New Mexico. Lujan Grisham released her 7-point plan last week in which she says raising the minimum wage to $10 an hour statewide would be a start. It's $7.50 right now, except in certain cities like Santa Fe, Las Cruces, and Albuquerque. She wants to raise the $10 to $12 in 4 years. In addition, she wants to immediately increase the working families tax credit, expand child savings accounts and individual development accounts, make doing payday loans harder, and crack down on their practices. Also make getting services like child care easier if people move up the income ladder from poverty. She also wants to renew SNAP benefits, used to call them food stamps, and finally, increase access to affordable family planning services. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
The campaigns will be heating up here as we move into August and really get hot after Labor Day. Tomorrow we'll talk about Pierce's response to Lujan Grisham's plan and what he proposes. The key campaign issues should be poverty, crime, and education. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.